Restoring New Orleans is a process that often proceeds in small steps, and part of what needs to be restored is the spirit of a wounded city. That's why Hampton Hotels, through the company's Save a Landmark program, has donated $20,000 to support citizen efforts to restore the wooden carousel in City Park. The carousel, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, was partly submerged in floodwaters last August, and some of the wooden figures on the lower part were damaged. An expert in restoration of such material is now working with volunteers to reclaim the 54 painted wooden animals, half of which are fixed to the rotating platform and half of which are flyers, which go up and down on a pole as the carousel turns. Among those overseeing the project is 80-year-old Bo Basich, the executive director of the City Park Improvement Association. Speaking to VOA by telephone from New Orleans, he explained the attraction this old amusement has for young and old alike.
We had one of our band leaders, he told me, he said, let the little kids use it during the daytime, but let the big kids use it at nighttime, which we do. And we have dinners out here sometimes that people will put on for 400 people around in the carousel itself.
Passage says the carousel became an immediate attraction for New Orleans families as soon as it went into operation in 1906. He says generations of people have come to enjoy it since then, and he hopes many more will after it's fully restored. Also on hand at the park in New Orleans is popular culture historian and author of 8 books on American landmarks, Chris Epting. He says the restoration of this New Orleans landmark can have a powerful effect on the general effort to revitalize the city.
So many people have come by and said, God, you know, I was on that carousel when I was a kid. My kids were on it, my grandkids. This place has meant so much to so many for so long. I think if you can get it going here, hopefully it resonates.
This restoration project is also an example of how corporations are contributing to the city's recovery. When Mardi Gras organizers, for the first time ever, sought corporate sponsors for their parades and events in February, only one company, the Glad Bags Company, came forward. But city officials say that was partly a result of a late start in seeking corporate help. Hampton Hotels Marketing Vice President Judy Krista Cathy says she believes many more private companies will follow her company's lead in helping New Orleans get back on its feet.
I think a lot of companies will start coming, identifying areas that resonate with their corporate mission that they can help. We have seen that in the past when Hampton has restored landmarks. We've actually seen other companies come forward and contribute additional efforts for other area landmarks. So we have seen that type of synergism occur.
City officials say corporations have given significant support to projects to aid people displaced by Katrina and to carry on with the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which starts this weekend, and other events that draw people to the city and help with its economic recovery. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.